This is Laura Michael.
In her small hair salon on the edge of Mannington in Marion County, Laura Michael is blow-drying a customer's hair with a phone wedge between her cheek and shoulder. She's giving advice on how best to help one of the town's flood victims.
I'm a salon owner. I've been in business 36 years, and I've lived in Mannington 51 years, all my life.
Most people here have started calling Laura the foreman. That's because she's been going nonstop to help people since early Saturday morning, when Buffalo Creek broke its banks and started flooding houses and businesses in the Marion County town of about 2,000 people. Laura and her husband Bill got an automated call early Saturday morning alerting them to flash flooding in the county, but they ignored it at first because there have been many false alarms in the past and they live on a hill.
At 5 o'clock in the morning, I was woken by another phone call from my best friend and her wanting to move her car to my home.
Laura and Bill tried to make their way to their friend's house on foot. That's when they realized how quickly the water was rising.
We've never had that much water in that community ever. And not only was it just water, it was rushing water. I mean, water that was just, it had some power behind it.
Laura's friend, Kim Harris, had watched the water creep up the street in front of her house Saturday morning and then come rushing into her basement.
It was like a river. It busted my basement door open. That's how fast it came in.
Kim ended up with about 8 feet of water in her basement, soaking many of her belongings. Kim says she was amazed by how quickly her friends and neighbors swung into action to help her and the rest of the flooded town.
You are very blessed to have that type of community to come in that fast and start helping.
Kim says her family and friends, including Laura and her husband, had her basement cleaned out, power restored, hot water heater working, and soggy drywall removed by Sunday afternoon.
Everybody was involved. And then when the word got out, you had people from Tyler County, all the other counties that come in and they just start working together. And the people that have asked if we need anything is overwhelming.
Along with the National Guard and volunteers from Fairmont State University, cheerleaders and football and basketball players from nearby North Marion High School quickly fanned out across Mannington to help residents clean out flooded basements once the water receded. That same community spirit was evident 14 miles away in the Wetzel County town of 100, where water rose about 4 or 5 feet into homes and businesses downtown. National Guardsmen and volunteers were still dumping piles of trash and debris into trucks on Tuesday. There were several out-of-town fire engines parked outside the volunteer fire department. The building had only been occupied for about 2 weeks when it flooded. VFD President Johanna LaMaster says it took about 2.5 years to raise the money to build the new facility.
It's heartbreaking to think that we had finally reached that goal and then it's just wiped out in a few minutes.
The water rose into the parking lot where firefighters who responded to the flood thought their vehicles were safe. 5 personal vehicles were totaled. As soon as word of the flooding spread, Johanna says companies from as far as Morgantown and Wheeling sent help.
The ones that are more heart-wrenching to me, that gets to me, are the ones that suffered their flood loss last year, like the people from Greenbrier County bringing up supplies.
Jason Miller of Wadestown in Monongalia County ended his family vacation early to come to 100. He's helping coordinate the volunteer firefighter response, which he says has been overwhelming.
Prime example. Harper's Ferry, West Virginia, drove through the night to be here last night by 9 p.m. because our water service was on the verge of collapsing itself.
State officials have made their way to the flood-hit communities during the past several days, too, including Governor Jim Justice and Senator Joe Manchin. Congressman David McKinley stopped at the VFD in 100 on Tuesday on his way through the area. He says his main takeaway from seeing the flood damage is that the Federal Emergency Management Agency has to do more for individuals.
There's a culture within FEMA too often, maybe the bar is set too high to help individuals out. FEMA's got to pay more attention to individuals. Yes, to keep doing their job for municipalities, but look at individuals. The individual families, they're struggling with this.
Back at Laura's Sheer Delight hair salon in Mannington, Laura Michael is thinking about what people in her community need the most.
Now the problem is the bugs, the smell, the drying out process, fans, dehumidifiers, lime, bug spray, fresh towels and linens, because people used what they had, I'm sure, to gather up, to wipe off. If you didn't have rags, you used your bath towels.
Laura says that with so many flooded vehicles, there's also a real need for something people in less isolated areas may take for granted, transportation.
We have no taxi services. We have no bus service here at all.
Donated items are being accepted at many churches and schools in the area, including North Marion and 100 high schools. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jesse Wright in Mannington.